Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and I hope you're having a great February. I forget that this month is so short.
Flies by.
Just a couple days makes a big difference. Wait, this year's leap year, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
I forgot who was saying that their baby is like born on, or due on leap year, and they're like, no.
That would be crazy.
Someone was telling me that lately, recently. They're like, I don't want her birthday to be...
Once every 4 years.
Yeah, that's my grandpa's birthday.
How does he celebrate it?
I think you just pick like the day before, you know, or whatever, like the day closest.
That's crazy.
And just celebrate. I think it's kind of a fun fact. Like, yeah. I would love that.
Like on your license and on all of your things, it says February 29th. That's crazy.
And that'd be so weird. You know, when like you can go to get free stuff on your birthday or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, all right, like that doesn't make that. It doesn't exist. That's you not relevant exist. To us. You just can't get anything. That'd be
That's
a weird
crazy.
Birthday.
Yeah, that would be weird. Well,
happy mid, well, late February at this point. Jeez.
Flying by. We went on a little trip this weekend. Well, today, let me tell you, we're doing worst breakup stories. So we're going to have some juicy tea for you at the end of this episode. But we do have some life updates for you because we went on a little girls' cabin trip this weekend to celebrate our friend Rachel's 30th birthday. Went to your family's cabin. You call it your cabin or like your family cabin?
Either one. I've been calling it, either. My cabin. Just mine.
And it was so fun.
Yeah. It was really fun, really cozy, so snowy. The snowiest I've ever seen it there. Which I don't get to go to the cabin that often. So we rented out on Airbnb and I feel like, well, number one, it's booked a lot of the times. And also it's like, it's not hard to get to, but it's also not just quick. Like you have from where we live in California, you have to fly to Phoenix and then drive. So I feel like if you're in Arizona, though, it's like the best because it's literally just a few hours up north and it's fun in the fall because the leaves actually change a little bit. It's fun in the winter because it snows, whereas in Phoenix, it doesn't really, you don't really get those weather changes.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I hadn't been to the cabin in so long. And every time I go, I'm like, it's really cozy. It's really fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was the perfect amount of snow. Wasn't scary amount of snow, you know, for a bunch of girls to be driving up there.
Yeah, we were a little scared at the beginning driving up like icy roads, but we planned the drives for daytime, which was good. So it was never like nighttime, dark and icy, but we did have an adventure. We had a lot of chaos that ensued on that trip. And
like always,
like usual. I don't even know where to begin. I mean,
well,
let's begin with, should we begin with our Uber driver?
Oh, yeah. I forgot
or did
about
anything
him.
Happen before that? We woke up at like 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
To get on a flight from home to Phoenix. And I mean, that wasn't that bad. It was just like, it was an early morning and it was just like a long travel day in general.
Which is weird because like the amount of traveling we were doing was like 4 or 5 hours. It wasn't that crazy. But because of like getting to each destination to get there, it seemed like 12-hour journey.
Yeah. It kind of was though in the end of it all. Well, actually, we should start with the fact that Chelsea and I made Rachel a scrapbook for her 30th birthday. We accumulated
a bunch
of
friends.
Yeah, we just wanted to brag about how awesome we are. But really, it was so fun to scrapbook. Mm-hmm. And it is very fun to, you know, do something creative with your hands. And it definitely made me want to scrapbook more or even just like put together photo books of memories, because it was so fun to look at all of our memories physically, all the trips, girls trips we've been on, all the girls nights, the themed, you know, nights that we've done together, and then just random fun memories of like beach days and coffee shops and Pilates and stuff like that. Like, we just have so many photos. And so we put together a scrapbook for her 30th, and we had some people, some other friends send us photos too.
It was so cute and fun.
Yeah, it was just really cute, and it made me want to do that more. So that was really fun.
I know. I'm in my scrapbooking era. I got, if you watch my YouTube videos, luckily if you're watching this, you can just click right on over.
Very
and subscribe.
Simple. Very simple to subscribe.
I did like a little haul of all the stuff that I got. Like, I got a little box to put all my scrapbooking stuff in. I'm like, I'm a full-blown adult. Like, a box to put Polaroids in, and I labeled it. I'm thinking of getting a label maker too. That's really,
my grandma is ultimate label girly.
They have cute ones.
She would label all, she would, oh my gosh, like every everything
box. What, so nice, like every box in every closet.
Yes, every box. But also even like would give, I'm trying to think of what she like would give me a gift and literally put my name on it. Like, I'm trying to think of
cute.
What she gave me once, I was like, okay, this is yours. I don't remember, but yeah, she's label queen. And it is really nice to stay organized.
I know.
I feel like that is the hallmark of being an adult. It's like,
I have a label
getting
maker.
Organizational boxes and a label maker. Mm-hmm. I don't have either yet. I was just thinking about how I want to go to the container store and get a bunch of containers to organize, like, now that I have a little bit more hosting stuff and then like
the holiday stuff. Yeah.
And then like my memory box is like overflowing. So I'm like, I need either to get a bigger one or like do different time periods of my life in small boxes.
I know.
And I also saw Sydney Adams just posted this photo organizer. It's like it goes within a box and it's like printed out photos.
Oh.
And I was like, I need that so bad because I just have like tons of photos printed in a memory box, but there's no rhyme or reason to them.
Like by dates, you mean?
Yeah, I think it's by dates or by trips. Like, I don't know how it was, but I screenshot it. I can send it to you. But yeah, I'm like, wow, this is what growing up is.
I know. Someday you just realize you're your mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a Halloween costume box. Like, my mom used to always have like the Christmas box, the Halloween box, the Easter box.
Otherwise it's chaos.
I know.
Anyway, so we scrapbooked. Yeah. That was prior to the trip. I just want to throw that in there. But that was fun. And then we went on the flight. And we got to Phoenix. We Ubered to my parents' house because they were letting us use their car because they were out of town. So to drive up the mountain because it's like good in the snow and stuff. So we Ubered. And first of all, Ubers. Wow, I forgot that I hate Uber. Remember how I have like an innate problem with them. And Ubers are so expensive now.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Maybe my $700 like fee for that trip wasn't as crazy as I thought it was, because literally to Uber to my parents like 25 minutes away, it was like $100.
I need to Venmo you for both of those too. I actually just forgot.
I forgot about the two, but
yeah.
I'm
That's
sorry.
Insane.
$97 to go 25 minutes away.
Wait, really?
Yes. And I didn't pick like a super nice option either. Oh, remember?
And it wasn't traffic.
No, there wasn't traffic. On the way, this was weird, but on the way back, like when we were coming back to California from my parents to the airport, it was cheaper to get an Uber black SUV than an Uber X.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
What?
No.
But it was also $97. I'm like, okay.
No.
So that was $200 for us to Uber to and from Gilbert.
More expensive than our plane tickets.
Like,
at that point.
What do you mean?
No, that's bizarro.
Anyway, so that was weird.
I don't like that. I don't like that, Uber. Stop.
I was shocked by that. Like, especially somewhere.
Especially for the quality of ride that we had.
Yeah.
And the car was great.
The car, when he pulled up, I was like, oh, that's a good one.
We didn't think about that. The driver could be the problem.
Yeah.
He was
insufferable.
In the words of JC, 5 minutes after, insufferable. And, you know, bless his little heart. He was just trying to make conversation at first. That's what I thought at first. I'm like, okay, he's trying to be friendly at first. Oh, wait, no.
I wasn't thinking friendly at first.
No. Actually, you're right. I forgot about the first few comments. Like, we get in.
The first offense.
We get in. We're wearing, mind you, as girls do, matching sweat sets. Well, not matching to each other, but like, I was wearing a white sweat set. She was wearing a pink sweat set. And we get in with our, you know, matching away luggage, our little bags, our sunglasses. Like, giving The Simple Life. And he's like, wow, what did he say about the thing at first?
Well, at first he said, he's like, you girls are in your like sweat sets, or I don't know if he said sweat sets, but like in your sweats.
Like monochromatic.
Nice, you're in your sweats. He's like, guys, the first thing he said was like, you're in your sweats. Guys like that. They find that really attractive. Did you know that?
But we're not even out of the airport loop yet.
I'm like, sir, we haven't even entered the vehicle yet. We're like, oh,
do they?
Like, is that right?
We're married.
Both married and pregnant, by the way. We don't need help finding a man.
Guys like that.
We're he's like, guys like that. He's like, they find that very attractive. I'm like, now I'm on edge. Also, first of all, when he said that,
I was like,
I'm scared of you.
Within five seconds, I was terrified. Yeah. And then he goes, yeah. And they also like when, you know, like when girls have messy hair, they like that too. Yeah. Like, why are you telling us this? Like, first of all, is our hair messy? Second of all, are you going to mess up our hair? Like, what is happening?
What are your intentions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were silent.
Were we silent or silenced? I don't know. But we were just like,
you were like,
that's cool. And then he
started to act not scared.
Exactly.
But not like engaging.
And then what did he say? What was the next offense? I mean, he was just asking us why we were there. He was asking us like what city we live in, which I was like.
Yeah. He's like, if you don't mind me asking, what part of Orange County?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have friends there. Like.
And then he was asking us why we were there. We told him we were celebrating our friend's birthday. He's like, oh, an Aquarius. Like, I'm an Aquarius.
Super rare.
Rarest zodiac sign. We're like, oh, cool. And then he was talking about how he's going to go to Vegas tomorrow or the next day after he makes $5,000 trading stocks and he's almost there. And literally while we're driving, there's like a noise. Like, he's like, oh, I'm almost to my goal. He's like, I just made, I don't remember what he said. Do you remember that? He's like,
I just made
a few $100.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, I mean, slay, I
guess. Have fun in Vegas.
But he's just like trying to, you know, make conversation.
But to the point, okay, I get it if it's silent and you have a like, I actually don't get it. Like, that actually annoys me. But, like, I do understand a little bit if we were silent and maybe he thought we, like, wanted to have a conversation or something. I was talking to JC, whispering, trying to have our own conversation about something. And he would be like,
not whispering, like, weirdly, like,
but no, just, but like talking, having obviously our own. Not talking to him.
Yes.
Like, in the backseat, being like, oh, yeah, whatever. We actually started talking about Ozempic. And he, out of nowhere, mind you, we're having a completely private conversation, is like, oh, you have friends on Ozempic? And I was like, first of all, how did you hear me, sir? Second of all, like, oh, not really. And he was like, yeah.
We're like, oh, we just know a lot of people have, like, are into it these days. Like, we don't really. And yeah. And then he goes into the.
He's like, oh, my uncle's a physical therapist. He was like, I'll never give you that stuff. Like, that stuff's so bad for your muscles. Blah, blah, blah. Going on and on and on.
And we're on like, and on.
He's like, tell your friends, be careful. I'm like.
He goes, tell your friends it's not going to actually make them lose weight. I'm like, sir, we don't even have a friend on Ozempic.
Yeah, no.
Also, we don't care.
Yeah. And also, I don't agree with your points, sir, about it. And like.
Going on and on about Ozempic.
No, it was just that
he's like, what they're trying to avoid. And what they're trying to avoid is the dedication to the gym. Sir, I don't see you with a six pack, by the way.
Sir, I don't have to be in the front seat to see that your dedication. Okay, no, that's mean.
No, but it's just like, first of all,
you're blaming them for not being dedicated to going to the gym. Just stop.
And also, he literally said he wanted to get on it too. He's like, I was going to get on it. I'm like, okay, then why are you
judging? Let them do their thing.
Be quiet.
Yeah. Not to, you know, he was shaming people first. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
We're going to jump into an ad to talk about Macy's. So if you're looking for a standout dress moment anytime soon, you know, there's some holidays coming up. It's spring or right around the corner and it's dress time. So if you're looking for a cute dress, Macy's has a dress for every occasion, from work parties to cocktail and of course prom, if you're looking for a prom dress. So you can find all of spring's latest hues like cool ocean blues, bright pops of fuchsia and neutrals. Centerpiece details like bows and embroidery. They do really have so many great brands that you can shop from. So whatever you need it for, maybe you want some, you know, just little summer dresses to wear to school, or you need something a little fancier, Macy's has got you covered.
I've honestly never been much of a dress girly, but lately, being pregnant, I sense myself wanting to start wearing more dresses because I feel like they're cute with the bump, you know. Sometimes you can get like a bodycon dress or a tight dress that really accentuates things. And it's also easy to wear and it's comfortable, just because right now my pants aren't really fitting. And so I've been trying to figure out what sizing to order, but dresses are kind of always a go-to. Like if I've been at any events lately where I'm wearing a dress, I feel like that's actually when I feel like the most confident, shockingly. Also, if you're looking for petite sizes or plus sizes, Macy's also has an amazing selection for every body. They also just have anything you could ever want. They have accessories to pair with any dress or, you know, for any occasion you need. They have lots of shoe options, fragrances, makeup. You guys know the drill. Macy's has got it. So check out macys.com/dresses. Perfect for prepping for spring. Again, that's macys.com/dresses. Go check it out. You guys know our obsession with clean, simple eats on this podcast. Usually I feel like protein powder just has a very chalky aftertaste, but Clean Simple Eats is different. It's so creamy and smooth. It has no chalkiness. And I love a lot of their different flavors. They have a ton of flavors, by the way. They also have greens powders and a lot of other products that I like a lot. I feel like putting greens in my water and also making protein shakes has been a big part of my pregnancy, just diet situation. Like I've been doing that a lot because usually like a vanilla milkshakey vibe sounds good to me, and their vanilla protein powder is so good. And so it's a way for me to also get some protein in my diet. And their greens powders is a great way, obviously, to get greens in because I haven't been loving the taste of like plain water. So I've been vlogging lately and showing you guys, like sometimes I'll just put some green powder in my water, maybe even add like a little splash of lemonade, and it just makes drinking water bearable. And I'm also getting some greens in, which we love.
They have 26 delicious all-natural flavors, and you can't go wrong with any of them. We, like Jay said, the vanilla is really good. We also love the chocolate brownie batter flavor. It's so good. It goes well with fruits, but also if you want like peanut butter, sometimes they put dates in there, you know, make it a sweet little treat. They also have coconut cream, caramel toffee, and mint chocolate cookie. One of the things that we love about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients. It's third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. It really is so delicious. So if you want to try it out, you can visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code WHATWESAID10 at checkout for 10% off your order. That's cleansimpleeats.com, WHATWESAID10 for 10% off your order. Anyways, so luckily that was over quicker than we hoped.
He was nice enough, whatever.
Yeah.
After like 5 minutes in the car, I wasn't as scared of him. I was just more like, okay, you're annoying. But anyway, so we got to my parents. We got the car. We went to Swig.
Yes.
Wow. So I've been thinking about those pretzel bites a lot.
They're so good. The butter on them, they're so like shiny with butter.
Yeah.
When you posted that video,
and salty,
your TikTok, and that clip of the pretzel bites, I was like, oof.
It really hit.
Made me feel some type of way.
We went to Swig. Chelsea and I, we got some drinks. We got a little like Fresca drink with some coconut cream.
Oh, so good.
Like,
peach.
Why is there no shop like this around us? It really hits the spot. Except I feel like I fear I would start going there a lot is the problem. So maybe it's better that it's like a, you know,
fun little treat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we travel. But anyway, so we went there.
The Chronicles of two pregnant girls on a road trip. That's truly what the theme of the weekend was, honestly.
The amount of complaints in that car. I was thinking about the fact I sent that video to you of the, it's like POV, you and your friend are chronic complainers.
And we got to get home. My back hurts.
I've been thinking so much about like complaining and just how
awesome
it is.
Oh
my gosh. No, like opposite, honestly. I'm like, I have got to stop complaining to like the people closest to me. I feel like the people that I feel the most comfortable around, I will complain to them nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Just about like anything and everything that could possibly be annoying to me. I'm talking about it. And I'm like, I should start like keeping some thoughts to myself. Like if I have a headache, be quiet. Like you don't have to be like, my head hurts. But like I can't help it.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've really tried that. Like we've reached.
Have we?
No, remember when we went to, I think it was Boston, we get in the hotel room and you're like, the second we get in there, you're stepped down, you're like, I've been holding it in all day. I have a headache.
I forgot. Why does it feel like you can't, like, you have to say it? This is
I was going to say that I will justify it for you. It's because when you're with someone, well, especially in situations like that where it's like we're on a road trip, or we're going to be somewhere doing something, I want you to know the state that I'm currently in. And
for
I'm not going to lie
to you. Also, this is what I was going to say. It's like you also want to let people know why you're not performing at your best. That's mm-hmm. how I've felt.
Yeah.
When I've been sick during pregnancy or whatever, it's like, I'm not really trying to complain to people to just be like, guys, I'm sick. But I'm like, mm-hmm. I want you to know if I'm not peppy and fun and I'm not engaging in this conversation 100%. The reason why is because I feel like I'm going to throw up. Yeah. That's the reason I'm acting like this. But
don't misconstrue my attitude as like me mad at you or yes. me being bored or something like that.
Yeah.
Know that I have bad heartburn or something, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make up for the chronic complaining I've done my entire life when I wasn't pregnant and there was no, you know. But yeah, whenever I have a stomach ache, headache, mm-hmm. I'm tired, cold, like you're going to know.
Yeah.
So anyway, where was I?
The road trip, the drive.
Yeah. So we went on the drive.
We were talking about how much we complained in the car.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, it was a very early morning. We had to wake up super early, you know, driving windy roads.
It was
when you're
travel
feeling day. A little off is not the best.
Yeah. So then we make the drive. It's like 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And oh.
We were trying to make it short.
No, we missed a very important detail. As we're landing, I get a text from Chelsea. Hey, the cake that we're going to pick up for Rachel yeah. that we had made for her is in Peoria. That is very far away.
It's so far.
It's really far. Mm-hmm. It's not Phoenix. Like, the girl had said she was Phoenix-based.
Yeah,
so we're
her
like,
bio
okay.
says Phoenix-based. So I was like, oh, okay. And there was no, she never sent me an address before. So then I was like, oh, maybe Peoria is Phoenix area?
An hour away.
Doesn't seem like it.
Unless legit, Phoenix like 45 minutes away. So that also extended our driving time mm-hmm. because we went from, anyway, whatever. So we Ubered to my parents. Then we had to kind of go back in a direction to get the cake. And that was like an additional hour. And then we went on the road trip. I will say, honestly, the cake was worth the drive.
Yeah,
it was stunning.
It was. It was so beautiful.
It was so pretty.
Shout out.
We had a cake made and it was like two-tiered.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you find her again? You just like got a recommendation?
Our girl who used to make our cakes in Orange County for like all of our birthdays, Bad Day Baker on Instagram, she recommended. I was like
she moved.
And I was asking for Arizona cake girls. Mm. And it's Ryla Bakes on Instagram.
She's a sleigh.
Yeah, she's
so
sleigh.
If you need a cake. Anyway, we started making the drive. Okay. We also stopped at Taco Bell.
Mm.
Really, really, actually, those cinnamon twists were disgusting.
They were disgusting.
Something was off with them, but that's neither here nor there. We keep going. And
we're trying to make good time, you know? We've been traveling all day.
But also, we're not consciously. Like, I'm not consciously thinking, like, let's speed up this process.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just driving, okay? And I'm driving. I had also been telling you in that moment, I was like not feeling well at all. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to get there so bad. I think we were like an hour or like 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, I want to get there so bad because I'm just not feeling very well. I see someone behind me in my rearview mirror gaining on me. A car. A big like black car. It's
so
like
scary.
Going really fast. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this car's like going to hit me.
Yeah.
Like it's going so fast.
And we were in the fast lane. We were in the left lane. So... Mm-hmm. You know, proper etiquette. If you're in the fast lane, you go fast.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, I look in the rearview mirror. I'm like, this person's going to hit me. I think I need to get over. So I put my blinker on and I go to the right because I'm like, he's gaining on me so fast. As I put my blinker on, I see cop lights. It's a cop behind me that's gaining on me. Which, by the way, I find so weird that he was going so fast. Like, why don't you put your lights on and then...
It's like he was trying to catch us.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, you're going to hit me. So then I get over and I see cop lights and I'm like, oh, I'm getting pulled over. And I'm trying to understand why. I'm like, wait, what did I? I'm like,
yeah,
there's something, maybe the registration. I'm like, was I speeding? I literally don't know why I'm getting pulled over. So I park the car, two cop cars, by the way.
By the way.
Another one comes like from the side. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. A literal.
One's like in the median, one's behind us. And then I think there was two behind us. And then later one came in.
It was
the
like a
median.
Three cop cars. I'm like,
oh,
what?
Like, are we fugitives? That's what I thought at first. I'm like, are we fugitives or something? Like, did we do something terribly wrong?
I don't know. So then I pull over. I'm parked, whatever. And he comes to the side. He's like, hi, like, ladies, do you know why I'm pulling you over? And I'm like, no.
I'm trying with every ounce of my being not to laugh, not to nervous laugh. Like, I am holding it in. I'm putting on the performance of a lifetime.
Chelsea, you deserve an Oscar. People were asking, like, was Chelsea cracking up? I'm like, yes. As soon as that man
got out of sight, like, walked back to the car, I would be busting up laughing. And then I'd see him start walking back and just be stone cold.
So he comes over. He's like, do you know why I'm pulling you over? I'm like, no, honestly.
Yeah.
He's like, what does he first say? He's like,
I'm pulling you over for your speed.
Yeah, he's like, I'm pulling you over for your speed. And I go, okay. He's like,
do you know how fast you were going?
Yeah.
Of course, JC knows better. She didn't say, yeah, I was going this much.
Well, I also didn't know how fast I was going. So I was like, now let me speak my piece. I was, okay, no. I'll tell the story first and then I'll give my dissertation after. So he's like, you were going 72. And I'm like, okay. And I was thinking the speed limit was like 65 in my head. So I'm like.
He was like, when you passed me, you were going 72. And then when I was coming up behind you, you started going 78. I'm like, yes, sir.
Because I literally thought you were going to rear end me, sir. So anyway, then he's like, you know, the speed limit is 45. He's like, and you can see it right there. You see it right there. It's on Apple CarPlay in huge letters, like SPF, bye. Speed limit 45. I'm like,
JC goes, I had no idea it was that. He's like, well, you also passed three signs that said 45 miles an hour.
And it's right there. And I look over, I'm like, it's literally huge on the dash. I'm like, because I'm not used to having Apple CarPlay. I forgot that it tells you the speed limit.
Oh my gosh. You guys, it was so funny. Like, we genuinely we had no emotions.
How shocked.
He just kept being like, oh. It was so funny.
I was like, oh my gosh. I had no idea. Anyway, and he's like, so that is a criminal in the state of Arizona. That is a criminal offense. That is a criminal speeding ticket. And I'm like, oh.
Like, oh, that's what you would give someone if they
And I'm like, surely he's not going to actually give it to me.
I'm rubbing my belly. He's looking right down.
I'm not visibly enough pregnant to like get it. I'm like trying to be like. And he's like, so that is a criminal offense. And you will be receiving a criminal speeding ticket today. I'm like, oh. I legitimately was like, am I going to jail?
I really thought at that moment, because he was so like stone cold about it and just very serious. He's like, so you will be receiving a criminal speeding ticket today.
I don't even think he said speeding. I think he said like, you will be receiving a criminal ticket today. And I was like,
JC's going to be in the back of the car.
She's going to be. Everybody knows that I'm a good girl, officer. I'm literally like, first of all,
there's three cop cars, mind you. So it's like, they've been following us. We're going so fast in their mind. And I hear him talking to the other deputy and he's like,
She was flying.
Then she turned around. I almost like whatever. And like, oh, are we like, I did not think we were going that fast.
Okay. Now first of all, I'm wearing a hot pink Skims sweat set. He asked me for my wallet. It's also hot pink. I'm like, or my ID.
He's like, do you have any weapons in the car? We're like, no, but there is a birthday cake seatbelted in the back.
The literal seat. Princess birthday cake. Yeah. That's about it.
With bows on it.
Yeah. So anyway, then he goes back. Chelsea starts cracking up. And I'm like, this is a joke. I'm like, what am I going to have to do?
To be fair, I also was laughing because when he started walking back, you started making jokes too.
Okay, yeah.
You're like, she has to make a TikTok. Like,
and then he's like, are there any weapons in the car? I was like, only this fat ass. Yeah, I forgot about that. No, we were kind of joking around. But green. Then I was thinking about the fact that there's like a dad, like there's always cameras on their chest or like somewhere on
them.
Oh,
I want that footage.
Oh gosh, that footage. Not that it's going to be posted anywhere, but like me just an idiot being like, what? He's like, it's on your freaking dash. I'm like, okay, now I will give you my reasoning for, you know, it's not good to speed. However, in these specific areas, and actually there were like three people who commented. They were like, I also got pulled over when I was going to your cabin because...
Oh, to your cabin?
Yes, to my cabin, on that road. So here's your warning that they have like... I feel like the cops like trap you as they do in a lot of places. The speed limit will drop drastically, like really quickly. And you feel like you're on a highway. Like where I was, there weren't a ton of cars, but I wasn't like lapping past everyone where it was like,
no. Oh,
I'm clearly going 25 over the speed limit. Like it was because not like that.
They're very open spaces too. So, and there's only two lanes. And so you feel like you're on the highway and
the speed limit 2 seconds ago was 65.
Yeah.
Miles
once
an hour.
There starts becoming like a store here or there on the side, then it'll be like, oh, 45, but you're still kind of like by yourself on the road. So if you go the speed limit, you feel like
a snail.
Yeah.
And whenever I would actually go the speed limit, people would just be like vroom, zooming past me. So in my head, I was like going the same speed as everyone else. Maybe I wasn't thinking as much because I was like feeling so sick.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, whatever. So then he comes back and he's like, okay, here's your ticket, basically. $500. I can either pay that or go to driving school or meet him back in court.
In Snowflake
in 2 months.
Yeah.
So I need to figure that out. Literally on the speeding ticket, it has a box that says criminal and that was checked.
It's like sign here, criminal.
Sign here, criminal. I'm like, wow, I was not expecting this today.
Oh, man.
So in hindsight, you know, should I have maybe tried to pull the like, oh, I'm pregnant and sick card? I don't know. I don't know that it would have helped.
Yeah,
I didn't want to make an excuse.
If it was like, oh, you know, I just have to catch someone today. He was making it seem like you're the worst person I've seen all day.
I'm the fugitive. I'm the literal.
Like, do you know how fast you were going? I don't know if it would have helped anyways.
Yeah.
I think it's better in those situations to just
zip your lips.
Don't say anything. Let them do the talking.
Yeah.
And then see what they say.
I agree. So anyway, I did get that ticket. I love my absolutely idiotic ways I've been spending money lately.
Literally. All your drives, just thousands of
dollars. Literally. Like, sheesh.
Oh, man.
So there was that. But then we did make it to the cabin and it really was so just like cozy and chill and fun. Mm-hmm. And we just relaxed.
We did all the what is that word that he always says to Pookie?
Quintessential.
Okay, I was wondering if there was a T or not in there. Things that you do, you know, on a girl's trip, you watch chick flick. We watched Princess Diaries, 13 Going on 30. We made cookies. We ate food.
We ate
took
junk
lots
food,
of pictures.
Took some pictures. Went out in the snow. Went thrifting.
Mm-hmm.
Went out to breakfast. It was really fun. So it was a great way to celebrate.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel. And yeah, now we're back in California. So there was our trip recap. And literally as he pulled away, I said, as I got the thing that said you have to pay $500 or go to freaking driving school.
Or
meet me in court. I said, this is great for the podcast.
Yeah. Great for
Can't
the
wait
girls.
To tell my girls. How about how I almost got incarcerated?
Oh, don't forget the girl who we got off the plane and we're walking out of. It was super busy, like at the Phoenix airport. And there was a lady, like an older lady, standing by a pillar. And we were kind of like walking by her, but there was a ton of people walking. And she stops like me and JC and she looks at us like, where are you guys coming from? We're like,
she was about to board a flight. So I think in my head, she was like wondering what flight just got in or something.
But she looked like she was getting on the flight. So I'm like, why do you care?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the reasoning was.
And then we both actually forgot. We were silent. We're like, where did we just come from? And JC just goes, Orange County. She's like, oh. And just like
looks
stares
at
us.
Like we are the dumbest people alive. I'm like, wait, am I in a show?
And then we just kept
am
walking.
I getting punked? Like what? Yeah, she goes, oh. And like looks at me.
Like, oh my gosh. Like.
Okay. And I'm like,
so judgmental.
Yeah. And then we just keep walking. I'm like, cool. That was a fun experience. I have no idea. I still have no idea why she asked her what the attitude was for.
Yeah.
That was just a random side note.
The sweat sets were really making.
Yeah. The pilot of the plane, he's like, whoa, it's hard to miss you. So I'm in like bright pink. I'm like, and everyone's like staring at me. I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I try.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. The sweat sets really,
I didn't know they were that big of a deal.
Apparently.
Yeah. And then also when we got back, we were waiting for baggage claim and or like our bags to come down after another full day of traveling, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I'm not wearing like I'm wearing a tight shirt. So you can and my stomach is sticking out. So you can tell for the most part. You can make an educated guess that I'm pregnant. And this older man, and it's always the older man. That's what I was saying that to JC, like after this happened, I'm like, it's never girls who say that. Anyway, so this older man came by and was like, you pregnant? I was like,
he's
no.
He goes, let me guess, you're pregnant.
Yeah. I go, no. And he's like,
he was too stunned to speak for a second. He's like, oh.
The lady in front of me thought it was funny too. She was like a mom. She had a kid. So she understands the lore of why are you asking? Like, what's the point? Why are you asking me that? If you can clearly tell, if you're saying obviously, like, I get
literally,
it.
Literally, what is the purpose?
Yeah. It's like maybe. He didn't say congratulations.
No.
Just like, oh, And then he walked back to his spot. Like, he walked over.
To say that.
Yeah, and then, like, walked back over. I was like, okay, sir. But it is my favorite thing to do. You know, just my little way of getting back at the patriarchy whenever someone asks me. When I, like, have my stomach out and they're like, another older man at the flea market. What did he say? He's like, are you pregnant? I was like, no. And he's shook. I'm like, I don't let it go on that long. I really can't. I'm like, yeah, no, I am. I'm very pregnant. And he's like, oh, yeah, congratulations. But
it's nice to give him a second of a, like, yeah. Oh, what?
I should think before I ask a stupid question like that.
The dumbest question. The dumbest. Why? That is so funny. Can't wait to do that.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. What an adventure.
What an adventure.
Glad I'm with you guys and not in prison.
Seriously.
Not kidding.
There was a moment where I really thought you were going
to
get arrested.
I actually believed that he was going to take me away. I'm not kidding. Because he was like, that's criminal. And I'm like, criminals go to jail.
And the way he was speaking was like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
Luckily he didn't, but.
Yikes.
Well, I woke up at 2 a.m. this morning and haven't been back to bed, so.
You're joking.
No. I woke up. My pregnancy insomnia is so bad that if I wake up at like 2 or 3, I'm just like up for a couple hours at this point. And I'm like wide awake. I can't go back to sleep. So I started reading. And then by the time I was like about to fall back asleep at like 5, and I just hear our monitor. I hear, Case wants orange car. I'm like, oh no, please no.
Oh no.
And so I go in and I try and get him to go back to sleep. And he didn't go back to sleep. And Nick had stayed up late. So I had told him, like, I'll get up with Case. And then anyways, so he never went back to sleep. So I just have been up since then. This podcast is presented by NYX Cosmetics Pro Fix Stick Concealers. I love these things, you guys. I actually just did like a little get ready with me of like my current makeup situation in one of my recent YouTube videos. And I was showing you guys how I use the NYX Cosmetics Pro Fix Stick Concealer. Where I use it, I pretty much go crazy with it because I just feel like it really adds, you know, some life to my face. It is super smooth, too, when it goes on. It doesn't make, you know, it doesn't get caught in my fine lines or anything like that. And the best thing about it is that it's super affordable at only $9. So you can get 3 shades for less than the price of a more expensive one, which is amazing. So you can also get, like, I have a green one as well if you have, like, a little red blemish to even it out. And then, obviously, they have 24 pro shades to correct, conceal, and brighten to match all skin tones.
It also contains hyaluronic acid, so it's really skin-loving and works for all skin types, especially if you prep with a nice hydrating primer first. It covers up dark circles, redness, hyperpigmentation, discoloration, all of it. And it's so pigmented that you don't really need to load it up. It's easy and convenient. They're super small, so you can keep them in your purse for a quick touch-up while you're on the go. I actually just made a little pouch in my purse of, like, things that I'm just, you know, eyebrow gel and whatever, like, thing, lip gloss, stuff like that. And I feel like a concealer is really nice to have to touch up. And when it's on for 12 hours. A quick fix and a solid stick for anything you're trying to fix up really quick. No mess, no fuss, just results fast. And it doesn't really cake up on you. It leaves a very natural, flawless finish, which we love. So get your NYX Cosmetics Pro Fix Stick Concealers at your favorite makeup retailer and at NYXcosmetics.com. Go check it out. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, and we love Squarespace so, so much. If you are trying to start a business or start a website for your business or switch over from a different platform, I highly recommend Squarespace. I've used it for so many different business ventures to sell items online or just to, like, showcase my photography. They have so many templates that make it so easy to create a website. And we have, like, a little code for you guys at the end of this. So Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. So if you wanted to sell merch, for example, like some custom merch, you can very easily do that and sell physical products on Squarespace. You can create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. Design your products and production, inventory and shipping are handled for you, which saves you money and time. Or if you have just an online store and you want to sell maybe a service or a digital product, which I did, I've sold my presets on Squarespace for years. They have the tools that you need to start selling online.
I've used Squarespace for so many different side hustles, and it really is so easy. So For my health coaching, I used to use it, and it was really nice to have things scheduled out. People could just sign up online for like different slots. You can adjust your calendar. It's really nice. And yeah, also if you have like a digital product or something like that, it makes it very beautiful, which is nice if you don't know what you're doing with graphic design or anything like that, because they have very flexible website templates with designs for every category. You can customize your look, update your content, and add features to fit your unique needs. And then it's also really easy to see your analytics. So you can use your insights to grow your business, you know, learn where your site visits and sales are coming from, and analyze which channels are the most effective, which is great for your business. So go to squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, if you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. Go to squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Also, actually, well, when we're recording this, it's Valentine's Day today. You wouldn't tell by our outfits. Looks like we're going to a funeral. But I woke up and Nick had made me this video of like our life together, like on his like iMovie kind of thing. And he had like written kind of like cute things like we got married this day. And it's like pictures of like candid photos I didn't even know that he like had, like cute videos of me. I was sobbing. And I was like, I have to podcast in like an hour and I have gotten no sleep. I literally am sobbing. My eyes are so puffy.
Aww.
But it was very sweet. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so nice, but I wish I would watch this after.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was really cute. And Case was watching it with us, and every time he'd pop up on the screen, he'd be like, Case? Mama? Every time I was tan, like in old photos, he'd be like, Abby!
That is hilarious.
I was like, no, that's Mama when she's tan.
He hasn't seen that part of me yet, exactly, to acknowledge.
I know.
That
so
is
funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Lady Day. Hope you enjoyed our episode last week with our husbands. We did a little Valentine's Day special. If you have not watched it,
it was
on
fun.
YouTube, or you can listen to it on Apple or Spotify. Go check it out. We're going to get into, we wanted all of our episodes in February to kind of be like love themed in a way.
Yeah.
So
breakups.
Yeah, we're doing breakups because sometimes that's the reality of love, you know? So we're going to read your worst breakup stories and react to them. And you can go first.
Oh, I'm seeing like one word from all of these that stick out from each story and I'm terrified. Okay. I broke up with my first boyfriend and he thought I was joking. Realized it was April Fool's Day. I felt so bad. That's bad. That's pretty bad.
You're like, no, I'm serious. He's like, oh my gosh, stop.
Yeah, that's funny.
You really do have to be careful on April Fool's Day about what you do.
Yeah, you
can't tell anyone anything. Big news, because they're just going to think it's a joke.
What a horrible holiday, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? Let's
People
cancel April Fool's Day.
Always do the, like, I'm pregnant on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, not even anymore.
Even on, you don't think?
I feel like they know better now.
I feel like on social media, that was such a thing. Like, I'm pregnant, and then, like, never mind. Like, obviously, joking, April Fool's.
I swear, like, Justin Bieber did that one
I think
year.
He did.
Yeah. No.
That's bold.
Don't do that, you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like, maybe just not on social media specifically. Posting to the whole internet and then being just joking.
Yeah. Especially if you're like a celebrity. That's like bold to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in middle school, but I'm still traumatized. He said, want to see a magic trick? Poof. Now you're single. then proceeded to walk away.
No.
Poof. You're single. I fear he ate with that one.
Oh my gosh, put that in the history books. That's a good one, actually.
Want to see a magic trick?
Wait, how old were they?
In middle school.
That's hilarious.
They have no chill in middle school.
No.
It's so just like,
hey, we're done.
Yeah. And not even usually. I'm impressed you did it in person.
I was going to say, you send a friend.
You send a friend, of course.
That's how I always did it. I'd be like, can you go break up with my boyfriend for me at lunch? I'm like, I have to stand in line to get a chimichanga. Can you go break up with my boyfriend?
It's so funny because it's like you don't hug. You maybe hug.
You
That's
hug
the only thing.
Like twice, maybe.
And it's like a planned thing. You don't speak to them.
And we didn't have phones, so I never texted. Like my junior high boyfriends, I would genuinely hug in between like one class if we had like our paths crossed. We would do the most awkward hug, not say a word. I actually was better friends with his friends. Like, I would talk to his friends more than I would talk to him.
Yeah, 100%. Wait, I have to read this.
Oh, from the police.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to jail.
No. They're here.
Let me read this from my dad. He sent me this thing he found in an old notebook of mine. A note from Jordan in fifth grade. Like,
stop.
That was in a notebook.
Yeah.
2005.
A boy or girl, Jordan?
A boy.
Okay.
This is to me.
Yeah.
He wrote this. I like you a lot and I have a surprise for you. And this surprise goes to my favorite girl in the whole wide world. I want you to come to me at lunch recess and talk to me for a while, okay? I like you so much, JC.
Okay, that's a little threatening.
Next day, or 2 days before Thanksgiving.
I want you to come talk to me for a while.
In 2005. Dear JC, you said that you would talk to me today. I like you a lot and I want you to like me too. I got you a lot of stuff last night with my cousins. I will buy you anything you want except a car. I will give you this stuff Friday next week. Sincerely love, Jordan. P.S. I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
Do you remember him?
Not at all. Couldn't tell you who Jordan is.
Really?
If you're out there, let me know.
Will he buy you everything except a car?
He said he will buy me everything except a car.
Well.
Wow.
That's dedication.
I was laughing so hard. I'm like, no, I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is. I'm dying
and you better talk to me for a while.
Did he say that?
No. Please talk to me for a while.
I was probably like, and then the next day he's like, you said you would talk to me today. I'm like, oh, threatening me? Bye.
Oh, no, that's so scary. Junior or elementary school and junior high, like boyfriends are just, or like crushes or dating is just so funny to think back on at this point. Like in the moment, it is the biggest deal.
The biggest deal.
Ever. Like I remember my sixth grade boyfriend wrote me a note and asked me if we could kiss on the last day of school. I just ignored it because I didn't want to kiss. I don't want to kiss till I was like older. So I was like, he wrote me two notes, the same note, mind you. Like he just copied and pasted and put it in my desk like 2 days in a row.
Was he in your class?
Yeah.
That's so terrifying.
So terrifying. And we actually talked more before we dated. Like we were better friends. Yeah. Then we started dating and we literally never talked. And he would like talk to my friends and I'd be like, cool. They'd be like hanging out and they'd be like, he likes you. And same thing. I remember he called one time. We were at a sleepover. Him and his friends called us and he's like, he started breaking up with me over the phone, but I wasn't on the phone. It was my friend, like another one of my friends. And she was like, wait, what? And he was like, I think we should break up because we're going to different junior highs.
Honestly, a king.
And she was like,
a communicative king. Yeah.
But he said it to my friend and she was like, oh my gosh, wait, Chelsea, he's breaking up with you.
Traumatizing.
So traumatizing.
That is so funny.
It's so funny. Okay. My high school boyfriend broke up with me because he claimed he needed to get more bodies before college. AKA he needed to hook up with more girls.
Needed to.
Needed a requirement. To get more bodies.
Bye.
Wow.
Well, you know, good riddance.
Yeah. If he's saying it like that too, come on.
If that's his prerogative, let him, ladies.
Sometimes boys are a little too communicative when you don't want them to be. It's like, I begged you for months to tell me how you feel. Express like what you like about me. And then when they break up, that's when the floodgates open and they're like, yeah, I didn't like that you did this. Like we didn't kiss enough. But it's like, oh my gosh, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
For months.
You could have just been honest in the moment.
Yeah.
That would have helped. He broke up with me a few months after my dad died and said I had become really a bitch since it happened. Babe, it's called depression.
Oh, it's giving like from Princess Diaries. Oh, you were sick when we were watching.
Yeah, I was.
There's
asleep.
This clip on TikTok and. That I saw before we watched the movie. And then when we were watching, it was even more shocking. Her best friend goes.
Who's best friend?
Sorry, Mia Thermopolis. Yeah, yeah. Her best friend, Lily, is talking to her. And Mia's like, well, just, you know, been sad since my dad died. And Lily goes, it's been 2 months. I thought you got over that. So bad.
It's been 2 months.
It's been 2 months. I thought you got over that. Sir.
Awesome.
Ma'am. That's
you have
not
become,
how it works.
Oh my gosh, I can't. See, he's not the one, girly.
Oh no.
He's got to go.
You've become quite, wow. My ex-boyfriend was cheating on me. I broke up with him and later that year I got cancer and called him and he told me that I deserved to die. He's bald now.
Thank you for that detail. That was important, actually. Wait.
I'm sorry.
He cheated and she broke up with him? Was that a part of this one?
Yeah. My ex-boyfriend was cheating on me. I broke up with him. And later that year, I got cancer, called him, and he told me that I deserved to die.
So cheated on you.
And hopes you die as well. How do we get from love to that? You know?
You know what they say.
What?
I forgot.
Cheat on those you love the most.
Like cheating is only okay when you love them. No, the It's something about, like, you know, love and hate. It's like the same emotion.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So passion.
If you have like apathy for someone, you don't care about them. That means you don't love them, probably.
Mm.
So if he's saying he wants you to die, maybe he just loves you so much.
It's giving like parents when this boy's mean to me. It's like he likes
you. He has a crush on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that we should be perpetuating that narrative.
If he's wishing death on, if he sends you death threats, he likes you.
He is obsessed.
Honestly, unfortunately, probably true.
Yeah, because if they don't care, then they just don't care.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to love them back.
No. In the same breath, my ex told me he loved me for the first time and that he wanted to try having an open relationship. I broke up with him right then and there.
Sure.
Okay, that's an interesting conclusion to come to within the same.
He's taking the Oreo effect too far. He's like, how do I cushion this news that I want an open relationship? Oh, I'll tell her I love her for the first time.
Yikes.
I love you. I want an open relationship.
And I love you.
And I love you so much. And you're so special. But you're not enough.
So he went from, you got I love you for the first time. He wanted an open relationship. And then you broke up within the same conversation.
Yeah. Wow.
That was probably a
roller coaster.
A roller coaster of a day.
Well, he got an open relationship. A little too open.
He's single now.
Yeah.
Do whatever he wants.
Broke up with my ex-boyfriend. And the next day, I got on Instagram to see he posted a video of him setting some shirts that I bought him as a gift on literal fire. That's terrifying.
He posted that?
Yeah, he posted that.
That's giving sociopath energy.
Well, again, all these things are just confirmation that it's good that they broke up with you.
It always surprises me when a guy just like posts petty things on social media.
Yeah. Why are you on social media?
Why do you even have a profile? But really, it's like, you're weird for that.
Yeah.
You are so weird for that.
That would give me the ick. So bad, right? I'd be like, wow, you just helped me get over you tenfold.
I watched this YouTube video today that was kind of like just
scary,
really, really making me think a lot. I don't really want to get into it because it's nothing on topic and I want to keep going with this, but maybe we can talk about it next week or something. Did you see Amber post? She was like this. It was like a guy YouTuber. I actually don't know his name. I'm not familiar with him, but I liked him. I think his name's Dom something, but she was like, he titled a YouTube video, Why I Don't Post Anymore. And he's been like a YouTuber for 10 years or something. And it's just all about his thoughts about social media and like just, he still does post. Not that the title was clickbait, but he was just saying like he took a break for like 7 months.
Okay.
And it was just like all his thoughts. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like I really agreed with a lot of what he was saying. And I felt like he had interesting takes that I was like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. But it was just all about, just social media and like, I don't know. I don't want to get into it because then I'll start talking for too long.
Yeah,
Let me look at his name just in case I want to, if any of you want to like watch it. And then maybe we can discuss later. I feel like you'd enjoy watching it too, Chelsea.
Yeah, I want to see it. What kind of content did he do?
So he is like a travel creator. Like he makes like guides and he does travel vlogs and things like that, I think. Okay. Oh, his name's Damon. Sorry. Damon Dominique.
Hmm.
But yeah, he's just talking about how like when you see something too much, you get sick of it.
Yeah.
And then,
like what we were talking about.
Yes. Like it was a lot of what we've been saying, but I felt like he had some interesting takes as well. And then he was saying how like as a creator, you're creating things for other people. Like, but you also, like you're creating entertainment for others, but you also have to be entertained yourself or else it's like very hollow and you get very burned out because it's like, what am I doing? And that's kind of, he was saying he got to a point where it's just like, because people are like, you just can't overthink your content. Like, just post it. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
Why am I going to, like, post something that's, like, garbage that I don't even believe in or care about?
That like, I don't like.
I don't even like it. Why do I have to just, like, oh, just post. Like, the more you post, the better. He's like, I don't want to do that.
That makes sense.
It was just interesting. I was like, I really resonated with a lot of what he was saying. I don't know how I got on this tangent. I was just thinking about men and social media. And then I was thinking about that. But
I thought you were going to say you saw someone set something on fire.
Nope. Nope. Nothing relevant to this.
Nice.
Okay. It was March 2020.
Ooh. That just sent a shiver down my spine.
That was the horror story I need in and of itself.
Yeah.
And my then boyfriend and I were quarantined together. But to make a long story short, we still had to live in quarantine together after we broke up. And it was hell.
Why?
Oh, because they're quarantined.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. I'm like, dang, move out. Get your own place. No, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
Oh my gosh. That really did a number on relationships. The amount of people I've heard that broke up during that time, like who were in long relationships or married or something like that. And then 2020 just broke everyone. 2020 broke the internet. It broke the world.
Did you get pregnant in 2020?
2021.
2021. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people also like started trying for kids and like got pregnant that year because not that they were like bored, but it was just like, okay, well,
yeah,
I'm literally quarantined at home all day, every day,
like, yeah,
working remotely. I mean, I feel like it just changed a lot of people's perspective on things where, like you said, people broke up, people
settled down.
Like it was just a very pivotal year.
Think about that.
It lasted so freaking long, too.
So long. My boyfriend broke up with me because I was leaving town for 2 weeks and he couldn't not see me for 2 weeks and said, my mom said she's never gone 2 weeks without seeing my dad. What? So you were leaving for 2 weeks and he thought that was unacceptable, so he wasn't going to see you for 2 weeks.
He would just rather never see you again.
Yeah.
That was the better solution. I could either not see you for 2 weeks or I can literally never see you again. And that's what he chose.
My mom said she's never gone 2 weeks without seeing my dad. That's not like a rule. Like, in relationships.
That's a creative one.
Yeah.
He really got me with that. Because that's actually, on one hand, it's like, okay, he was just trying to find a reason to break up with you.
Yeah.
But on the other, it's like, where are you that obsessed that you literally can't do it?
You can't not. Well, then you're without. I was going to say you can't not be without her, but
then you're without her forever, clearly.
Interesting. Interesting rules, you know? At least he has standards for himself.
You know what?
That's at least another, he has boundaries,
you know, that,
okay?
That's another weird thing that some guys do is like, that I've experienced is obviously you maybe see your parents as like a model or, or, you know, that's all you know about relationships or something. But when guys are like very specific about, it's like, well, my parents do this. And it's like,
okay.
And
yeah,
like, I mean, I have to do that.
Yeah.
But like that thing, like, well, she's never gone 2 weeks without. It's like, well, I'm not your mom.
Yeah. I'm going on vacation. What do you want me to do?
That's bizarre. He's a weirdo. Okay. Love you both. You're slaying pregnancy. My boyfriend of 2 years drove me to a park, which was full of people, and broke up with me. Then he left me there and I had to call my mom to come get me. She had to leave work early. I was literally just sobbing by myself in the middle of a public park waiting for my mom at age 24.
By age 24? I was thinking you guys were in high school.
Yeah. Even then, they should have the decency to like drop you off or take you somewhere.
Drops you off at a park. Okay. People are so confusing. Oh my gosh.
He is not it.
No.
At all.
Your mom has to pick you up. Oh.
24, that is too old.
That's too old.
To be left at a public park.
No, and don't do it in public. Come on.
You at a park full of people? Goodbye.
We are going to jump into an ad to talk about Newly. I absolutely love Newly. I feel like sometimes, I feel like a lot of times when people ask me, you know, for a link of something I wore to an event or maybe like a birthday dinner or something like that, I always say I got it from Newly because it is the perfect thing if you are like me and feel like you need a new outfit or a new dress or just something new and fresh for every single little event or literal day in your life. Newly will save you money. Newly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. So renting from Newly lets you shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and completely expensive overhaul. So every month you can pick 6 items from Newly's closet of over 17,000 styles for everything you have going on. I especially love Newly for when I'm pregnant. It's just very hard to purchase something when you know you're not going to be able to wear it for that long. And so if you are pregnant, they have some maternity clothes for you. Or if you're going through, you know, postpartum, you don't know what size you are, it's great to try out different like jeans. That's where I got some of my maternity jeans. And you can also, if you really like it, you can also buy it. So it's the best.
So Newly is a subscription clothing rental service for just $98 a month. You will get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. They have really, really good brands. They have like Free People for Love and Lemons, A. Goldie, Anthropologie, Lisa Says Ga, like tons and tons of just really, really cute stuff. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity, like Chelsea mentioned, fast free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Newly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, and the option to buy what you love, which is sometimes up to 75% off. I've bought multiple things that I've rented on Newly because I wear it to something and I'm like, wait, I am obsessed with this item and I want to purchase it myself. Renting from Nuuly means getting to wear more while spending less, so you can curb that must-buy-something-new feeling when you have events on the calendar while still feeling confident and excited about your wardrobe. It's also just fun. It gives you everything you need to get inspired, get creative, and explore your style without making commitments. And it is sustainable. So Nuuly lets you love fashion in a way that's kinder on the planet. Orders are shipped in recycled, recyclable, and reusable totes with no plastic packaging, which we absolutely love. So Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with code WHATWESAID20. Just go to NUULY.com, that is Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code WHATWESAID20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That is NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code WHATWESAID20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
I once had a guy break up with me because his horoscope told him to do so. Apparently, the newspaper told him that our star signs were never going to align and he needed to do it so he can find his perfect match. Why do I believe him?
Like,
stars never lie.
The stars never lie. You know what? That's also giving he has to find a reason. But
yeah.
What are the star signs, did she say?
No.
Would love to know.
Would love to know. And the tricky thing is you can get horoscopes from many different sources.
Yeah.
So you just read one newspaper horoscope and was like,
these signs will not be compatible.
Yeah. Why don't you look it up? Because a lot of sites will usually, you know.
Yeah. Look up until you find what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
exactly,
they're compatible.
Exactly. Or, you know, why don't you get a natal chart reading?
Yeah.
Really see. You can't be that specific about like. You have to break up with your current girlfriend. That's like crazy horoscope. Usually they're not that specific where it's like, today you must end a relationship to find the one that you're meant to
well,
be
with. Well, I
think
he's just saying that their signs are not going to align. So he's like, bye.
And he needed to do it so he can find his perfect match. Terrifying.
He's trying not to waste time. All right. We respect it. I wonder if she's into zodiac stuff.
Yeah, that's even worse if you're not. You're like, cool.
Yeah. Okay. When I FaceTimed my ex and he answered and he was in bed with another girl. We had been dating for 2 years. I was supposed to move in with him and end long distance that month.
And he just answered?
Why did he answer?
That's a head scratcher.
Did you call from a different number or something? Did he think it was someone else?
Yeah. Did he not know you could see the girl in the background or something? Or he was just like, hey, with the girl in bed.
Do you know what has just scarred me? We already talked about this on the podcast a little bit, but I cannot get over when Georgia... not from Love Island. I'm forgetting her last name. Georgia, who was dating Harry Jowsey.
Yeah.
She went on and like spoke her truth about their breakup because he was like kind of slamming her. And she was talking about how Harry would like make her be like, FaceTime me and like show me every corner of the room so I know that you're not with a guy. He has like forever, that has forever altered my perception on him. Like I can't get over it. I'm like,
because you do that. That is why. Because you have a girl in the corner of your room while you answer a FaceTime from your girlfriend. That's the only logical explanation why you would ask a girl to do that.
Yes. And also, just even with him being paired up with, like, Riley Arnold and everyone's like, we want them to date. I'm like,
Did y'all forget
about that? Because, that's the problem is that he does seem very charming and nice and, like, cute and just... But that's what's scary is, like, I 100% believe Georgia. Like, I believe that he did that. And she came up with lots of other things that he did, too. That is such weird behavior. And we can't forget about that. Like, we can't just see two attractive people be like, date, especially because she's so young.
So
I'm like,
young.
We got to protect her at all costs.
Yeah.
She is like literally a little ray of sunshine. I'm sure they can be friends and I'm sure they have fun together. But let's not push a relationship when he's like 27 years old and he's done some
controlling
weird things.
Yeah. He seems very controlling.
I'm not about that.
In secret. That's almost worse.
Yes. Like he's charming in person. That's the scariest people to me. Are like, because I find him likable, which that's why it scares me. Because even on Dancing with the Stars, I like want to root for him because he's likable and sweet. But it's like,
show me every corner of the room.
Literally would be like, make her all of her time like without him just a living hell. Be like, post a photo and be like, oh, there's probably a guy like right next to you in it and whatever. Just like weird vibes. Like, okay, you are so...
You're telling on yourself.
Yes.
Took me on a romantic date where I thought he was going to propose. Then he got down on one knee and said, psych, I just needed to tell you that I'm dating your sister, but I didn't know how. He cheated on her 3 months later.
Psych.
Who is your sister, first of all? If you're getting to the point where you thought he was going to propose to you and your sister goes on and dates him, bizarre. Getting down on one knee to break up with someone is psychotic behavior. Absolutely psychotic. You need to be evaluated.
What is the science behind? Okay.
Psych. Not psych.
I don't get when people are this close to being potentially engaged, how something like this could ever happen. Like, I'm not trying to blame her, but it's almost like you're both at fault. It's like, what? you like really thought you were going to get engaged and he's like, psych. Like, that's the type of person you were going to marry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or he just absolutely was fooling you and just completely took you by surprise by that. Where you're like, whoa, I thought I knew you. That is insane.
That is absolutely insane.
I'm dating your sister. Behavior. I'm dating your sister. That's the real... Like, are we not paying attention to that? Like, I'm dating your sister. Your sister has been cheating, is homewrecking your relationship. Someone who is from her own home.
And then he cheats on her as well.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This Again, situation. Not to blame her for his poor behavior. I'm just saying, like, how is this possible where... You could be so close to an engagement with someone, mm-hmm. like you're in love with someone, and then they're like, psych, I'm dating your sister. It's like, what kind of person are you, sir?
He took her on a romantic date before this, too. He took me on a romantic date where I thought he was going to propose. He took you on a romantic date to break up with you. What is going on?
I'm terrified of him.
He's so scary.
He's so scary.
I hope you're in a better place now.
We have a friend whose boyfriend dated their sister. Like, really shortly after.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it
so
is
crazy.
Shocking.
Yeah. That's
it's really not okay.
No.
Okay. In high school, my ex-boyfriend broke up with me and then started dating my best friend. Then 2 weeks later, I was diagnosed with cancer and neither of them said anything to me about it. Y'all need new friends, new boyfriends,
and
move away from wherever you live.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sad.
How old were they? Oh, in high school. Because you're just, like, not mature at that
yeah.
point. I mean, like, you should be mature enough in that situation, but I'm just saying, I feel like sometimes they're just not.
No.
Yikes.
Not your best friend. Nothing hurts like that in high school. Breakups, then your best friend, and then you also probably have a breakup or like a friend breakup with your best friend because of that situation.
That's unreal.
Dang. Well, I'm sorry. Hope you are better now.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, this is my last one. I got broken up by his mom. A grown 25-year-old didn't know how to handle his own shit. I woke up and received a text from my mother-in-law stating, mother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
Stating, man, whose name I won't display, is no longer interested in pursuing whatever we had going on. We had been official and together for 7 months. He's 25?
He's 25?
He's 25.
I think I missed that part.
A grown 25-year-old didn't know how to handle his own shit, so she woke up to a text from her, like, mother-in-law or like his mom breaking up.
He will not be okay in life. Like, you gotta
just never talk to him again too. It's like, okay, the last thing I say is to your mom. I'm psycho.
That,
like, I
terrifying.
Would call a million times. Like, I would start calling him and be like, what?
Also, if that
I
was,
received this text from your mom, is this a prank?
If that was you as a mom, like, you would never. I was thinking if my son was like, I'm too scared, I'd be like, sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you
not
mean you're 25
problem.
Years old?
You're 25. Break up with them. That's not on me. Like, what?
This is scary.
That's giving. It's also, she's probably going to be a scary
she's
mother-in-law.
Happy. She's happy they're breaking up. She's like, I'll do it.
Yeah, she's like, okay. I'll send the text.
I'm
speechless.
Sorry.
Okay, this is my last one. When I was 18, my boyfriend of 3 years joined the military. He went off to basic training and was not allowed to have his phone the whole time. After he graduated basic training, I flew to Texas to see him. After I left, he called me and broke up with me and told me he was getting married the next day.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Married the next day.
Wait, you know what we should do? What stories we should do?
Military?
Maybe military, but also like mission stories. Like, he got home and wanted to marry me, or like, I was already married.
We should do them both because they're kind of similar, like... Time-wise,
yes.
I feel like people will get married super fast or like right before, you know.
Because can you imagine when I did that to the guy I dated? Not really, but no, I did not.
Writing someone off and getting married to someone else?
I'm just saying, can you imagine that? Like, you, I don't know, like The Mission is the only thing I can compare it to, because that's something like we kind of have experience with, like a lot of guys go on Mormon missions. When we were in high school, it was like right after high school, all our guy friends or people we were dating would go on missions for 2 years. And then when they come back, whatever. But I'm just like thinking about the concept of like you're actually dating someone, yeah, and you literally cannot speak to them. And then they get home and they're like, oh, I'm like getting married to someone else. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
And like, I'm thinking of how jarring that would be for certain guys who like left on their mission and they're dating a girl.
Yeah.
And then they get home and the girl's literally already married to someone else. Or like usually in most cases, the girl would write to them and be like, hey, I'm getting married. But just like how jarring that would be.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it would be.
Because when you're the person at home or you're the person like in a new relationship, I think it's a lot less like
you're living like, life, and it seems a lot. There's a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's 2 years. That's a long time when you're 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
That's like a lifetime, it feels like. Yeah, that
oh
would
gosh.
Be.
Oh my gosh. It's so weird to me to think about the fact that like I dated a guy in high school for a while. We were not like, oh, we're going to get married 100%. That wasn't the vibe, but we were like dating when he left. And it was kind of like, oh, well, you're leaving. So I guess like we'll see what happens when you get back. There wasn't a ton of pressure on it, but it's just, it is weird to me because I met Leif, I think, 1 month before he came home.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
And I was like, uh-oh. Like, because I was kind of like, oh, I'm excited to see him when he gets home. Like, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met Leif and I was like, oh, shoot. Like,
yeah.
It's like the first time I had been genuinely like, wait, I like really like
and
him.
And it was like right before.
Yeah.
I know. That is weird.
And so I still saw him when he came home, but it was just like,
oh my gosh.
Very apparent crazy. That it was not the vibe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know. That is weird. I was thinking about like mission stories of like people waiting for missionaries and like those videos that used to be so viral when we were in high school that we would watch and just like worship the ground.
Oh my
that
gosh.
They
it was everything and more.
Yeah. Like a new one would come out like every couple months of a
blueprint.
New girl. Yeah. Like who had waited for her missionary.
And they get,
and
married.
They get married. It's actually cute when that happens.
It is cute. Until they get divorced in a few years. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It can work out.
Yeah.
It really is just, it's luck. I think it's a lot of luck when you're
Listen,
that young.
Listen, if you're waiting 2 years, like if you are that dedicated and you wait 2 years, it's like, you know, that's
I know multiple people who have waited for each other on the mission.
Yeah.
Got married, have a family, and like are super happy.
Yeah.
But I do know some who have gotten married just super fast. And then now they're like,
yeah,
divorced or, you know, didn't work out. But again, that's why I say it's literally luck
of
the draw.
Always.
It's like just how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
That's how it always is with love, you know? You can never be sure.
Exactly. Well, thank you guys for writing
the
your,
worst way I'm to like, end the episode. You can never be sure if you're being cheated on or not. Always stay on your toes.
The moral of the story of this episode is if they break up with you in any of these manners, they are losers.
Good riddance.
So goodbye. We don't care. And you shouldn't either. And do not settle
and
for anyone
less.
It's
a great story. It's funny.
Exactly. You wrote into our podcast. Mm-hmm. We laughed. We loved it. So it was worth going
through.
Yeah,
it was worth.
If you guys want to watch, if you guys want to watch us on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's just What We Said Podcast. If you want to subscribe on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify app to be notified when new episodes come out. We have 6 episodes a month. So make sure to do that. And if you're wanting to get extra content, you can follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We have all of our just any updates, fun photo shoots and stuff on there too. So go check it out. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.